This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio from season 2025. You will, of course, be familiar with NVDA, Non-Visual Desktop Access, the free screen reader brought to us from NV Access, who are based in Australia. And one of the opportunities of coming to conferences like CSUN is that we get to have a little bit of time face-to-face with people from all around the world. And joining us now is Quentin Christiansen from NV Access. Welcome in, Quentin. You're celebrating 10 years with NV Access.
I am celebrating 10 years with NV Access. Thank you. Yes, it's been a wonderful 10 years. It's a great organisation to work for, a wonderful product we make, and it's great to meet everybody at places like CSUN.
Yeah, and I remember when NVDA first came along, you know, there was a lot of skepticism about, you know, how long will this be around? And I think, is it next year we'll be celebrating 20 years of NVDA?
We will, that's right. Yeah, it was 2006 that Mick Curran first started putting, can't really say pen to paper.
I know what you mean.
Finger to keyboard. Yeah. Writing code for NVDA. So it's come a long way.
Yep. And very sensibly, you moved away from version numbers and you align yourselves now to the calendar and the first release for 2025 is imminent. Tell us what's new.
It is. So 2025.1 is due out very shortly and we will have a beta out very shortly as well. We've always said, you know, we would have liked to have had it out for CSUN, but we've always said that we'd rather push back a release to make sure it's stable, make sure it's ready, than try and meet an arbitrary deadline and put something out that's not yet ready. So some of the highlights that we've got coming in 2025.1, and it's quite a big release. We've got quite a bit in here, which is why it has been delayed a little bit. But NVDA Remote is now going to be built into NVDA Core. So that is something that a lot of people have been asking for, including secure connections, which was always something that we wanted to make sure happened. Automatic add-on updates.
Oh, can I just, before you move on to the add-on updates,
yes.
Quentin, so NVDA Remote, this was originally a crowd-funded project from a few years back to enable NVDA users to connect remotely to somebody else's machine to offer technical support, training, that kind of thing.
Exactly, yes. Yes, so that's been a very popular add-on in the community and one that we've wanted to bring in and include and make sure it was available for everybody. So
brilliant. And is that the same code or is this been reimagined or updated in some way, or is it the NVDA Remote add-in that people like me backed?
Yep, broadly it's the same code. So it'll work pretty similar to what you've used before for NVDA Remote. And yeah, we've got a secure connection. You can do direct connection if you want, or through a server. So and you can choose the server. So yeah, it will be an exciting addition.
Brilliant, yeah, and offers so many possibilities in terms of employment opportunities or just being able to help out a mate.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, sorry, I cut you off. Carry on. You've got automatic updates for add-ins.
For add-ins, that's right. So we introduced the ability for add-ons to be notified of add-on updates last year, and so now we've sort of gone that next step and they can automatically update.
So there's a lot going on, and I know NVDA is hugely popular. You said yesterday in your presentation that your conservative estimate of the number of users is somewhere around 250,000 people actively using NVDA, and of course in dozens of countries, in dozens of languages, with Narrator improving in Windows, and obviously lots of blind people using JAWS in the workplace. Why is NVDA still so popular?
Well, I think it's so popular for a number of reasons, both because it is essentially, as feature-rich and as capable as other products like JAWS, and also it's a good competitor. It's healthy to have competition in the market. So, JAWS keeps us on our toes. We hopefully like to think we keep them on their toes, and that benefits everybody in the end.
Now, we've seen the commercial screen readers starting to incorporate elements of AI for image descriptions. What's the Envy Access take on the role of AI in screen reading?
Absolutely. We've been looking at that and continuing to look at that. We actually have an item on our roadmap to more closely investigate that. But in fact, NVDA was arguably perhaps the first screen reader to incorporate any elements of AI, because we've had add-ons for image description, image recognition for, let's see, over 6 years now, since 2019 was one of the first add-ons that incorporated AI image description. So, yeah, it's definitely something that's not new to us, and those add-ons are quite popular, and it's definitely something that we see as a really positive use of AI.
Okay. What's next, Quentin? Looking forward, are you able to tease us with what's around the corner?
I am. So one of the big things that we're starting to work on at the moment is a secure add-on runtime. So one of the things that perhaps we're not as popular for is people know our 0.1 releases, our add-on breaking releases that mean all the add-ons need to be updated. We're working on a new secure API for that, so that once you've written an add-on and got it working in NVDA, you won't need to regularly update it every year. So that will be of benefit to developers and to end users. We are working on an integrated magnifier for low vision users. So that will be an interesting one. And one of the reasons why, one of the questions we had yesterday was why? Mm-hmm. Because there's already, you know, Windows Magnifier, which does what it does. And one of the reasons is things like being able to link and highlight, you know, the text that's being read by NVDA with something sighted on the screen or visual on the screen. So yeah, that will be something good to come. 64-bit, NVDA is a 32-bit application currently, so we're working on 64-bit. Let's see, mini braille enhancements. So we've been working on multi-line. Multi-line displays are becoming extremely popular if you look around CSUN, but in general,
expensive, some would say.
Expensive, some would say, but yeah, look, yeah. They're going to become more popular. And, you know, even now you can use multi-line in NVDA. It will just read through paragraphs for you, or display paragraphs on a multi-line display for you, and we're working on improving that support. Yeah. We did a lot of work with users last year too, from conversations here at CSUN to a couple of surveys that we did with users on what they need out of Braille support. So more things to come there.
Great. Well, look, Quentin, I really appreciate your time and sharing just a little bit of a flavour of what's happening at NV Access. Of course, you have your in-process newsletter that comes out periodically, and people can check out the website, nvaccess.org.
They can, and one of the things that we've added recently as well is you can sign up for notification by email of in-process, of new releases, and of other news. So you can get all that by email now.
Brilliant stuff. Well, thank you so much again for your time. Quentin Christensen from NV Access joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.